Yeah, Harry.
What did you have?
Had blue ribbon.
What else?
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, million favors. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What did you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents Transcribe the Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. If ever some misguided biographer chooses to write a book entitled The Life and Loves of Chester A. Riley, some of the more grisly chapters will deal with his romantic youth in the borough of Brooklyn. For instance.
Oh, that's you, Riley.
Oh, hi, Peg. I'm sorry I'm late for dinner. That crummy foreman.
Oh, it's all right, dear. We're going out for dinner. You better get dressed in your good suit. We're going to Ciro's.
Ciro's?
Yeah, well, we're leaving in
now,
just...
Now, wait a minute, Peg. I work hard all day. When I come home, I like to sit down to a home-cooked meal. I ain't going to go out and blow a whole week's salary in a nightclub just because you're too lazy to make dinner.
Well, it isn't that.
Well, the money, but sitting in a crowded, stuffy nightclub all evening, watching a lot of chorus girls without any clothes on, prancing around, ain't my idea of fun for a married man.
Will you let me get a word in? We're invited out. It won't cost us a cent.
What? Well, don't stand there talking. Let's get dressed. Come on. Have you got a clean shirt? Junior, shine my shoes. Babe, press my blue pants under the mattress.
Wait a minute. Don't get so excited. Aren't you even interested in finding out who invited us?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, who's the sucker?
You'll never guess. Mr. and Mrs. Henry Murdoch.
Murdoch? Who are they? I don't think we ought to go to a nightclub with strangers.
Well, they're not exactly strangers. At least she isn't. It's Tilly Boomer.
Tilly Boomer from Brooklyn? The dry goods store?
Yeah, she married this Murdoch 10 years ago, and they're visiting Los Angeles, and she phones and wants to see us.
That woman almost ruined my life.
Oh, Riley, it was 20 years ago.
I don't care after what that Tilly did to me.
Who's Tilly? Well, what about what you did to Tilly?
Oh, that's right. Take her side. I'm surprised at you. If she'd have had her way, you know where you'd be today? You'd be an old maid, a lonely old maid. And tonight you'd be sitting here all alone with your two kids.
Oh,
I told you I won't see her, and that's final.
Yes, but Riley...
My head is made up.
Oh, that man.
What's that against this woman? Who is she anyway?
Oh, he knew her years ago in Brooklyn, just before we were married.
What'd she do to him?
Well, it's quite a story. See, he was working in her father's dry goods store, trying to save up enough money so we could get married. Oh, poor Riley. My father was always nagging at him. He really wanted to break us up. I remember one evening your father came to call on me.
Hello, honey.
Oh, hello, Chester. Come in.
Who is it, Peg? Oh, it's you.
Good evening, Mr. Barker.
What are you doing here?
Well, Papa, it's Friday night. We always have a date on Friday night.
Yeah, sure. And it's getting late. Well, come on, Peggy, let's go.
Oh, so you're finally taking her somewhere.
Yeah, we're going into the parlor.
We were going out someplace.
3 years you've been coming around here. You ever think of taking her out to a movie or a dance? No.
Oh, Papa, please.
All you ever do is sit in the parlor and eat cake.
Well, I don't like fruit.
I don't care about going out. And Chester's got to save his money.
What's he saving it for?
Well, we'll be getting married soon.
I don't see any ring on her finger.
Well, on the salary that Mr. Boomer pays me, I just can't afford
That's
it.
That's no excuse.
Well, what do you want him to do, rob a bank?
Yeah. I might get caught.
When I got engaged, I didn't have the money for a ring either, but that didn't stop me. I went out and borrowed it.
You did? Well, say, Mr. Barker, do you think you could lend me $50 or...
You're asking me to lend you money?
Well, I'd rather rob you than a bank. I mean...
Papa, please, let's drop this conversation. We'll get married. It's as soon as Mr. Boomer raises Chester to 25 a week.
When'll that be?
I'll get there.
You've been working there for 4 years.
I know.
What did you start at?
20 a week.
And what are you getting now?
$17.50.
Hey, Peggy, you'll be an old woman by the time he's ready to marry you.
Don't worry, I'll get that 25. I'm in solid as boomers. I got plans.
Yeah, I bet you have. I wouldn't be surprised if they had something to do with Miss Tilly Boomer.
What are you talking about, Papa?
I didn't want to tell you about this, Peggy. I knew you'd be hurt. Last week, he took Tilly Boomer to the Flatbush Falls.
Oh, well, I know all about that, Chester told me.
Yeah, I had the paper. Old man Boomer invited me to the house for dinner, and he gave me the tickets and practically forced me to take her. After all, he's my boss.
Well, you see, it's all perfectly innocent.
I'm not so sure. I've been in that store. I've seen you and Tilly. She can't take her eyes off you. She watches every move you make.
Only when I'm near the cash register. They don't trust me.
Oh, what's the use? I'm going out. Good night.
Well, I'm glad he's gone. Oh, he's picking on me. Imagine him thinking that me and Tilly... Ain't that a scream? What's the matter, Penn?
Yeah.
Gee, you're not jealous of Tilly. She's so homely.
But she's rich.
Well, I wouldn't marry her if she made me a millionaire. I'd rather marry you and be a pauper the rest of my life.
Oh, you would, Chester?
Yeah, that ain't just talk. Someday I'll prove it to you.
I know, but when, Chester? It's 3 years now.
But Peg, I haven't got the money.
Oh, who cares about money?
The landlord and the butcher.
Well, let's get married and worry about the future later.
But Peg...
Unless you don't want to marry me.
Huh? But I do. I do. Name the date.
June. I always wanted to get married in June. June the 9th.
Oh, Peg, I hope we're doing the right thing.
Oh, don't worry. I know we are. Even if you haven't got it raised by then, if worst comes to the worst, we can always move in here with Papa.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll serve him right, too.
Think I'm running here, a country club or a dry goods business. I've had enough of that loafer. I'm firing him today.
Oh, no, Daddy, don't fire him. Please don't.
Clerks like him are a dime a dozen.
Oh, no. No, there's no one like Chester.
Hmm? Tilly, you like me? Well, how long has this been going on?
Ever since he took me to the Follies.
But he never took you out after that.
Oh, that's only because he's so shy, and he has no money. Oh, if Chester had money, I know he'd take me out often. I just know it.
Well, I didn't realize you felt this way, honey. You really like him?
Oh, yes. You will keep him, won't you, Daddy?
Oh, don't you worry. Anything my little Tilly wants, he gets. Now, you run along.
Thank you, Daddy. You're an angel.
I don't know what she sees in that big lummox. Oh, well, it's time she was married. It's been about time for 10 years.
Good morning, Mr. Boomer.
Oh, Riley.
I'm sorry I'm late, Mr. Boomer. I overslept.
Well, that's all right, my boy. You don't have to apologize.
Oh, that's nice of you, Mr. Boomer. I'll work 3 minutes overtime tonight.
You forget it. After all, I don't look on you like an employee.
I'm fired again.
Oh, no, of course not. Why, you're like one of the family. Besides, you work hard enough. When you're young, that's the time to enjoy yourself. Go out and have a good time. Take a girl out on a date.
Well, to tell you the truth, there is a certain girl that I'd like to take out more often than I have, but my salary...
Yes, I know. My Tilly was just telling me.
How does she know?
Oh, you can't hide these things from a woman. She knows. She sees it in your eyes.
Yeah, I guess when a fella's in love, a girl can always tell. Right?
Look, my boy, why are you worrying about money?
Well, my salary...
I know, but there's a cash register there, isn't there?
Oh, I'd never steal, not from you.
Oh, it's not stealing. You're borrowing. Anytime you're short of a little cash for a date or incidentals, just help yourself. You'll pay it back when you have it.
Well, I don't like to get into debt.
Oh, let me worry about that.
Oh, gee, Mr. Boomer, thanks. You're a wonderful boy.
Oh, Chester, don't think of me as a boss. I feel more like a father to you. Well, I've got to run downtown. Keep an eye on things.
son.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bulmer. Yes, sir, goodbye. Oh, boy. Hello, operator. Operator, Greenpoint 4689.
Hello?
Hello, Peggy.
Oh, hello, darling.
Honey, be ready at 7 o'clock. I'm taking you to dinner in the Follies tonight.
The Follies?
Yep, first balcony.
Oh, but Chester, last night you didn't have any money.
Yeah, I know, but I have now. Hello, Peggy.
Oh, it's you, darling.
Honey, I'll be up at 7. No, we'll stay in tonight. I got a surprise for you.
What is it?
You'll see. And I want your father to see it, too.
Chester, you bought the ring.
Yeah, just the one you wanted, too.
Oh, darling. But where did you get the money? Now, I don't want you working too hard.
Don't worry, honey. I hardly lift a finger.
Well, Tilly, how are you getting along with Chester?
Well, he hasn't asked me for a date yet.
What? He hasn't asked you?
Well, I guess he's still broke.
Broke? Oh, he's not broke, believe you me. I've just been checking the cash register receipts for the week.
I don't understand.
I'll get to the bottom of this. Riley!
Come in, Mr. Bulmer!
Come in here.
Daddy, what's wrong?
That's just what I'm going to find out.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bulmer.
Sit down.
Yes, sir.
Riley? Riley, do you know what the penalty is for embezzlement?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but I could find out easy enough.
You'll find out all right, but the hard way. I've been checking the cash register receipts. You've embezzled over $75.
Oh, no, Mr. Bulmer.
Oh, no, Daddy. He couldn't have.
I just borrowed it. You said I could.
Only if you lived up to certain conditions. But you didn't. It's out and out embezzlement.
But, Mr. Bulmer, you said you're like a father to me.
That's right, and I'd send my own son to jail for embezzlement. Now, what did you do with the money?
Oh, okay, I'll confess everything.
You better.
Well, it's true you said I could borrow for dates and incidentals, but I figured why waste money on dates, so I borrowed a lump sum. After all, when two young people are in love, why wait? Ain't that right, Tilly? So I went and bought this. Look.
An engagement ring.
Tilly, my little girl. Congratulations, you're engaged.
Well, congratulations, Tilly. I hope you'll be very happy.
Yeah. Oh, Chester,
stop. Tilly, no, wait. Tilly, stop.
No, don't be bashful.
Well, go ahead. But, Chester. Mr. Bulmer, I can't
remember telling
you.
No, go ahead.
I didn't hear it.
And I hope you'll both be very happy. To think a minute ago I was ready to send you to jail. And I would have, too, you know.
Yeah, but I... I hope we'll both be very happy.
You have just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. But now, here's an important question.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
A wonderful wife is Mrs. Bonzel. She knows how to treat her hairy swell.
Or whether I come home early or later, there's Pabst Blue Ribbon in the refrigerator.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, million favors. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Finest beer served anywhere. And say, friends, do you want to know the real payoff on how to judge truly fine beer? It's easy. Just pour yourself a glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon and make the three-way experts test. One, look at that clear color, that creamy head. Two, sniff that fragrant Blue Ribbon blend. Three, taste that flavor. The flavor the whole world knows, and you're bound to agree.
Finest beer served anywhere, Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley, with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
Say, Daddy was engaged to both you and Phyllis?
Leave it to your father.
Oh, why didn't he tell Mr. Bulmer about you?
The house, buddy, dear.
He was afraid Boomer'd send him to jail. And he even got in deeper.
He had to buy me a ring, too, so he borrowed another $50 from the cash register.
Poor Daddy. I can imagine the agony he was going through.
Oh, that wasn't the worst of it. I'd made all the arrangements for our wedding on the 9th at community church, but your father still hadn't said anything to Tilly. And then one day, about a week before our wedding... But Winchester, I never can pin you down.
Well, no hurry, Tilly. Plenty of time. After all, we've only been engaged a few weeks. You hardly know me. Marriage is a big step. You have to be sure. When you know me better, maybe you want to call the whole thing off. Maybe you want to call it off now, huh? Just say the word. I'm willing to be a gentleman about the whole thing. Just say the word.
Oh, Chester, stop your teasing. You know you'd never let me go, darling.
Tilly, stop. No, not now. Stop, Tilly.
Oh, Chester, you're so bashful. You're engaged, and you gave me a ring and everything, but you never kissed me.
Well, after we're married.
Oh, well, let's see. I can't wait, Chester. Let's set a date now.
How are you two lovebirds getting along?
Well, I'm trying to get Chester to set a date for the wedding, but I just can't pin him down.
Yeah, what's the matter, son?
Nothing. It's just as well.
You're a fast worker with that engagement ring, but you don't seem very anxious to get married.
Well, we've been engaged such a short time. There's no harm in waiting a while, say, a couple of years.
Why? Don't you love my turn?
It ain't that. It's just that, well, you know how bachelors are. They hate to give up their freedom. And you know what they say about marriage? Marriage is a life sentence.
Yes, but it's better than 20 years.
Don't worry. I'll set a date one of these days. I got a lot of things on my mind right now.
Well, that's just what I figured, son. You won't have to worry about the details. I made all the arrangements for you. You're getting married Saturday morning at Community Church on June 9th.
Oh, Daddy!
No! No!
No?
Well, make it some other date.
It's the only date open. Luckily, the minister's a friend of mine, so he's squeezing us in. He's marrying another couple practically at the same time.
I'd like you and Papa to wear cutaways and striped pants. The only thing is, I can't make up my mind whether the bridesmaid should wear pink or blue. Chester, what do you think the bridesmaid ought to wear?
Striped pants.
What's the matter with you? You're not even listening.
Peggy, let's not wait till tonight. Let's elope tonight, this minute.
But we've already sent out invitations. And I've always wanted a church wedding. After all, I'll only be getting married once.
Yeah. You'll only be getting married once.
I made all the arrangements for the wedding reception. Oh, I didn't tell you the most wonderful thing of all. Guess what Papa's given us for a wedding present?
Yeah.
2 train tickets to Niagara Falls with a bedroom and everything.
2 tickets? You mean 3?
Huh? Why 3?
Well, where are the tickets? Let's get them. Let's leave tonight, right now. We won't even pack, huh?
Oh, no, Chester, don't start that again. I want to have a real wedding and everything. You promise.
Okay, honey, you have it.
And after the wedding, will you carry Mrs. Riley across the threshold?
Yeah, but what a load. What'll I do? They'll both be at the church. I can't face them. So, why don't you look where you're going?
Why don't you? People who walk in front of my vehicle usually end up riding in the back.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby O'Dare, the friendly undertaker. I didn't recognize you, Riley. Hop in. I'll give you a lift.
Well, thanks, Digger. Could you drop me at the community church? You know where it is?
Oh, yes, indeed. I've dropped lots of people there.
I'm getting married at 11 o'clock.
Oh, congratulations. Who's the lucky girl?
I don't know yet.
You don't know?
Digger, you won't believe this, but I've got to marry two girls today.
Man alive, if you'll excuse the expression. How did you ever get into a jam like this?
It's a long story. I'm always doing things like this. As soon as I get out of one hole, I wind up in another.
You and me both.
I don't know what to do. They'll both show up at the church.
Well, tell me, Riley, which one do you want to marry?
Peggy.
Then marry her.
Yeah, but Tilly's father will kill me.
Then marry Tilly.
Then Peggy's father will kill me. Oh, it's no use. Either way, I get the business.
You mean I get the business? There's only one thing for you to do. Marry Peggy and then get out of town fast.
You're right. After all, she's the one I love. Maybe we can get away even before Tilly shows up. Drive faster. Do you always go this slow?
It is too slow. You're the first passenger of mine who's ever complained.
Oh, there's the church. Pull up in front there.
Oh, there's a cab just pulled up.
Who is it? Can you see?
It's a young lady and...
It's Peg. I'm in luck. Come on, Digger. Peggy! Peggy!
Oh, go away. You're not supposed to see her before the ceremony.
Come on, Peggy, quick. Let's get married right now, huh?
Oh, Jessica, please.
He's
so anxious. We got plenty of time.
The guests are even here.
Yeah, but we better hurry. We got to catch that train.
It doesn't leave for hours yet.
Yeah, but even so, I mean...
Before I forget, I better give you the tickets. You're in bedroom A.
Yeah, okay, give them to me, huh?
Better let Peggy hold them.
Well, what's the matter? Don't you trust me?
Yes,
why can't I hold a ticket? I'm not going to run away.
You don't have to make a scene. All right, dear, you can hold him. You can make such a fuss.
I'm sorry, Peggy. I'm very nervous as a bride. Here, you hold him.
No, wait.
Let me have one ticket so I can check the baggage for you, huh?
Here. And don't be so nervous.
Well, I can't help it. Why do we have to wait?
Well, there's another wedding before ours.
No, after ours.
No, before.
But it's got to be after, believe me.
Will you stop this? But there's the other wedding party now.
Why, it's the Boomer girl. I didn't know she was getting married. I wonder who the poor sap is she roped in.
Oh, it's just a business expression.
Well, here I am, honey. Honey?
What?
Chester.
Now, don't get excited, darling.
Darling? Chester, who is this woman?
Yeah, just what's going on here?
That's what I'd like to know.
Well, Chester. Go on, Chester.
Well, you see, the fact is that... Peggy, this is Tilly, my future wife.
What?
Tilly, this is Peggy, my future wife. What a revolting development this is! I'm in here, Digger, bedroom A. Thanks for driving me to the station.
Riley, are you sure this is wise, running away like this? Perhaps you explain to Digger.
Oh, she wouldn't listen to me. You saw how hysterical she got at the church. And that Boomer and old man Barker... They were flipping coins to see who would kill me. I'd better get out of town. It's lucky I had this ticket.
Aboard!
Well, remember my offer, Riley. When you get to Niagara, look the ground over. And if you find a good opening, I'll go in with you. Well, here you go. I'd better be shoveling off.
Soon, Peggy. Guess I better get off.
Oh, Papa, I don't want to go to Niagara Falls. Not alone.
Oh, nonsense, darling. It'll do you a world of good to get away. And as long as you've got the ticket...
But I want to stay here.
So you can see that embezzler? You're still in love with him.
He's not an embezzler. And I'm not in love with him. I never want to see him again.
Don't worry, you won't. Or climb up, honey. Now, write me.
Goodbye, Papa.
Now, don't forget, write me.
I will.
Help you with your bags, ma'am?
Oh, yes, please, Porter. Bedroom A.
Yes, ma'am. I know.
Thank you. Oh, there must be a mistake. There's a man in here.
It ain't a man. It's me.
Chester.
Oh, Peggy, darling.
Oh, Chester, honey.
I love you, Peggy. I don't care about that silly. I can explain how it happened.
You don't have to say anything. Just that you love me.
Oh, I do love you. Oh, Peggy.
Chester.
A few minutes ago, I thought I'd never see you again. And here we are, together, on our honeymoon.
Oh. Oh!
Stop the train!
So what's wrong?
Well, I just remembered we ain't married.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment. But right now...
You can travel 15,000 miles to far-off lands and distant isles, from tropic sun to arctic snows. It's cat blue ribbon the whole world knows. In the islands of the Caribbean, when tourists relax from their sightseeing, just watch your tropical traveler smile when you watch them visiting Calypso style. What'll you have?
Hot blue ribbon.
What'll you have?
Hot blue ribbon.
What do you have?
Fat blue ribbon.
Fat blue ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor.
Death
and sparkle, million flavors.
Taste
that
smoother, smoother flavor.
That's the ribbon beer. Yes, sir, wherever you travel, to the far corners of the world or right here in the good old USA, you'll find folks enjoying that international favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Remember, the quality that has carried Pabst Blue Ribbon around the world is yours for the asking. The next time the waiter asks you, what'll you have, you tell him you want the world's number one favorite. Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere.
What an experience. No wonder Daddy doesn't want to see this silly again.
Well, I really don't blame him. And frankly, I don't care to see her either. I think I'll phone him and call her back.
Oh, still here. I thought you were going to see your friend, Tilly.
Well, I changed my mind, dear. I think you're right. We leave home tonight if you prefer.
Oh, don't make out you're doing me any favors. I know what you're worried about. You're afraid Tilly will make a play for me. Like in the old days. You see, Babe, Tilly was a gorgeous girl. She was loaded with money, just mad about me. Everybody wanted to marry her, but she only wanted me, you see?
Right.
So I
told her.
Everything?
Mm-hmm. Including the cash register.
Peg, what right have you got telling stories about me?
Well, they're not stories.
Well, that's just it. I want my kids to respect me. And if I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. You've got to stop telling them the truth about me.
Well, Riley, do you mind if I go ahead and pop the question?
Huh? No, Harry. I can't marry you or Tilly.
Now, Riley, you know the only question I want to pop is, what do you have?
And there's only one answer to that question, Harry. Have blue ribbon.
What do you have? Have blue ribbon. Life of Riley is brought to you, transcribed by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers.
Tomorrow, Arturo Toscanini on NBC.